well, there you are again. Well, we got slightly cut off. Well, not quite, but very close to getting cut off. I had to say goodbye in about 2 seconds last time at the end of the last one. I do apologise about the last rendezvous, but never mind. So, we've gone up to the Sunday. Well, the Monday, we did another first. So we've done the first of three this week, we went to Towhead, straddled the Manners Bay and Bantry Bay. Well, the next first we did was we went to Glengariff, and then in Glengariff Harbour, we went down to Garnish Island. And this is an island owned, or managed rather, by the OPW, Office of Public Works, which is the Irish Club of the English Heritage, that sort of thing. And it's a garden that was built up there. It's originally, was bought initially by the British War Office to fend off potential attacks upon the Napoleonic attacks from France, and also Old Wolf Turn Valley, who was, those of you who know your Irish history, particularly for when Ireland was one big island, not the Republic even, or Northern Ireland as it is now, but in one island, obviously being, you know, fighting British rule and stuff like that for independence, what have you. It was also used, their Wolf Turn was obviously a Republican and wanted to, you know, want the island not controlled by the Brits. And he was obviously encouraging the French to come in and invade to overthrow the British army and stuff like that. And Garnish Island, or as it's called, Ilna Cullen, I have the booklet here, and the revised Office of Public Works book, which was issued probably in 2006, it says here, as a visitor's guide to the islands. It was recently an island that a local landowner bought from the British. It was founded by the British War Waters, as I say, they had it, they had this island, and they built a Martello Tower to obviously keep a lookout for any French invasions that Napoleon might have sent that way, or indeed any sort of Irish Republicans might have been wanting to overthrow the British as well. Okay, let's have a little look. Basically, yeah, it was a it was a guy called Alan Bright who purchased the island from the British War Office in 1910. And he said about creating gardens, what he wanted to do is he was really big into the Italian-made sort of gardens. If you go out there, and it's well worth watching. We've always, I say it's the first one, because we're looking at the kind of halls of tourists, and you're not going to ever see a downstairs, it's going to be absolutely crowded. And you have to sort of negotiate your own ferry out there. I mean, the ferry operates, but yeah, they don't have to sort of set prices, so you have to sort of be able to say, well, so there was about several of us going out there, so Nicky managed to do a regular deal for about €60 gold, a return very costly, you paid up to €4 where you get into the gardens, the OPW, try to get into them as well. And it's basically an enjoyable, very, very nice. I think if you're into gardens, even if you're not into gardens, it's still nice, it's just nice to wander around. Admire the plants and explore the island. Only bit that sort of parted off for private use. But the rest of the whole island, the Office of Public Works to manage and maintain. And then there's different types of herbs and plant and flowers from all over the world. Yeah, he's got quite a lot of stuff from Australasia, from the Himalayas, from South America. And it really was a wonderful place to go. And it was the first for us. And of course, it would be some of the weather would be a bit hit and miss. So you got a bit of a shower when you got there, but then it's all bright enough for our kitty. And then afterwards, you'd, as we were coming back in, the very back to Glengarry, I got off the fake Glengarry, of course, it was actually ready again. But for that session, we were pretty bothered. Okay, we'll go home, we'll do this. And then I worked chefs that night, on that Monday night, and so look what we actually cooked. I know we did another serving of mussels for those that wanted it. And I think we did. What else should we do? I don't know. Talk about yourselves. What the hell do we do with a Monday night supper? Oh, that's it, yes. Yes, we did stewed chicken. So we take two chickens, okay, and you stew them in water, and then you cook them. We sort of chopped up there, so we had chopped carrots, leeks, potatoes, broccoli, the sweet corn as well, I think, if memory serves me correct. So anyway, we Adele and I did that, and it was an enjoyable supper. It went down well with everyone, I'm pleased to say. We were able to get just about scrape a few seconds for everyone, and so it was well fed, and obviously we had a pretty. And our girl's got this wonderful, I don't know if I've told you already, but she had this gadget.
Okay.
Well, they could do smoothies, you could do sorbets, you could do ice cream, you could do, all kinds of weird and wonderful things. You just sort of told him what you wanted to do, and didn't do it, basically. Didn't do the washing up, didn't do the cleaning, didn't do the ironing, or didn't do anything like that. But, other than that, it was a good machine. Cost about, I think it was about 900 euros. Ridiculously expensive, but if you're going to have one gadget, that's probably the one to go for, and it does quite a lot of stuff. There's a recipe book about, a real thick book of recipes that you can do with the thing, and we'd have to move it each morning for breakfast, and that would be great food, oranges, apples, bananas, lemon, ginger, to give it a little bit of a kick, and a bit of honey for any combination of sugar and all that. So it was just absolutely wonderful, and those we got used to. I mean, you definitely yourself hearing it, but it was a fantastic machine. It really, really was a fantastic machine. And it, I'd say we did some sorbets, by God, when they were cold. I got it, and actually my left shoulder blade was, I could feel the cold is there. And I'm thinking, this isn't right. And it hits you after a while. You think, it's going to go, obviously, everybody else is cold. That's kind of suddenly you get this almighty cold pain on various parts of your body, which is a bit embarrassing, actually. And you just have to sort of go to the bathroom and I said, but thinking, but other than that, it was enjoyable, and that was Monday. On the Tuesday, we took Peter and Sarah into Clongilty, and went to the bars again. Then I took our laptops for free, and checked for emails, banking, all the rest of it, bits and pieces like that, and we were conscious that there's going to be a bit of a problem at the end of the week on the Saturday, because people said we're leaving first thing to get 9 o'clock ferry back from Ross Lair, so they'd have to leave at 4:30. And we were conscious that something tough would be flying home that evening, but there's only be one car. and it's going to be about so five of us, one dog, and all our luggage. Now, okay, you haven't got the roof box and all those, but we've still got the business of sort of getting through the trip to the airport, the trip here, there, everywhere we've got him. And we had to be out of the house as well at 10 o'clock because Doug's person rented for a whole week, or a whole month rather. And that's why we're actually over there a week earlier. Yeah, we would come back weekend is gone. Well, do we be going back this coming weekend? So, make sense? Probably not, but anyway. And so we had that been a bit of a problem trying to sense of okay, how do we do it? Do we go have a day at Cork City, you know? And perhaps then we can sort of make jump on the bus out of the airport or whatever, we can get to go back to Enniskillie, excuse me, and get the ferry home. Or how do we do it? And in the end, what we agreed to do is they get the bus, they look it up, and I think for about 12 euros, 6 cents, it was, you get a single ticket for Clonakilty by Cork, and then out to the airport. A bit ridiculous, otherwise, by saying that we're going by the airport into Cork. It's beyond me, but I think there'd be a market, but evidently not. Anyway, I digress, and I apologise for that, young folks. Good folk of all you do, Facebook and Twitter. So that was the Monday, and so on Tuesday, we, Nikki, and they were leaving the evening, so that would be on Tuesday. So I think that's probably around, basically, when we to call Guild on Tuesday, and what's it gone? Oh, that's right, yeah, we went down to, Lochmann, was that after they got on the Wednesday? Held it on the Tuesday. Talk about yourselves. let's see. Oh yes, that's it. Of course, we went to start the board game on Tuesday with Drombeck Stone Circle, another OPW establishment. And I mean, those stone circles, think of Stonehenge. We'll go back a bit earlier, I think, give or take. So we went there, and that's the end of the that's right, yeah, Crockett. Oh, disgrace herself. Oh dear, dear, dear. She disgraced herself by rolling. And it wasn't very pleasant the stuff she rolled in, I can tell you. The last bank to find heaven, it was not a popular girl at all, because we thought, oh, well, go there, take them there, see that. Peter said to pay that. And then we went on to, that's why we went back to Glandore. And we all had lunch, but Mum and Pup had to take from home and really, really scrub clean, you know, just have a good, go in the shower with them, really give them a good, good, yeah, really, really good sort of that. God, thank you. Oops. so no, they did it really scrubby. She actually, this is going to sound, it'd be your tea now, I'd bother you, okay. So I'm not gonna spoil it for you, only for to say it was pretty disgusting whether she was. Okay. And she had to be bathed and bathed and bathed and bathed. So Bob and Puff didn't come back to Glandore. We could, obviously Glandore was probably it's got a bad reception from mobile phones, you know, you can use this sort of no service area, so you're there thinking. And Mum's phone had decided to lock itself or something, so she could make calls out or something like that. It's very annoying. So anyway, we all met up after Glandore. So Peter, Sarah, Nicky, God, myself, and Slim, and Dad, obviously, where we went to Glandore for lunch. And it's a great place it was too. And went back to Hayes Bar. Don't know what you're thinking. There's a spoiler alert. See, I didn't tell you that, I didn't warn you. But anyway, we they had some